Roger.
Well, good morning, everyone. I am not Vance Rogers. This is Karen Willens. I am fondly known by Vance as his wingman, his business buddy, and I'll tell you a little bit about that history. Vance facilitated a mentoring program called I Can. And on the I Can program, we were all assigned buddies to work with, okay, accountability buddies. And my accountability buddy was in the middle of some personal things and could not follow through with it. So I said to Vance, okay, who's going to be my buddy? And he said, well, he said, I don't have a buddy, he said, so I kind of keep myself in reserve. So, you know, we'll give it another week. And I said to him, how much longer do I have to wait? Because we were about 5 weeks into the 12-week program. And he laughed and he said, okay. He said, we're buddies. And we just got to be very good friends. So that's how I ended up Vance's wingman. We got each other's backs. And so we talk about once a week. If we don't talk, we'll text. And he asked me to facilitate the call today. So we're going to be talking about Humans Being More. So I attended Humans Being More online last week. I love Humans Being More. This is a passion of mine. It was a passion of mine before I found Niken. I am a personal development facilitator. And that's what Humans Being More is all about. I didn't even know that we had Humans Being More until I was part of Niken for about 4 months. And I found out, and I was stunned because I was always looking for a business that had incorporated that. And I thought I was at an office at one time just prior to Niken that offered that, and they went a different direction after a while, and I was very disappointed. And so when I found Niken, and then I learned about Humans Being More, I was really elated. So I've been attending Humans Being More online since the pandemic started, and I have had some amazing results with epiphanies or ahas that I have been able to see in my own life that I could make some adjustments with. And so I encourage people whenever we have a Humans Being More to attend. So the online course is 4 hours and we get breaks. And we had one last week. So I thought I would ask everyone if they've been to Humans Being More, if they have, what have they noticed in their lives that has changed? What have they noticed in themselves where they've grown? So I'm going to throw that out to all of you. And if you would share with us what you have learned, or how it's impacted your life. I'm sure other people would like to hear it because every time we share something about what we've seen or what we've learned, somebody else looks at their life and they may see something in their life and it's actually a Humans Being More mini class for them. So I'm going to throw this out to you. Who'd like to share?
I'll say something.
Thanks, Ron.
You know, I think one of the things that I wasn't looking for a Humans Being More, you know, I didn't know such a thing existed when I first found Niken 25 years ago. And I think my first humans being more, both Renee's and my, was during the first year. You know, I mean, some people attend it several times a year. We haven't done that. I continue to do personal development stuff, both the humans being more weekly quite often, and then through some other programs that I'm part of. You know, part of that was ICANN, and then there's another thing that's going on that I do through contact mapping. But I have always considered myself to be an introverted person. I've always had a hard time in conversations, and probably maybe even 4 years ago, I wouldn't have volunteered to press the unmute button here and say anything about it. So it's, you know, it's helped me to come out of my shell and, That's all I have to say at the moment.
Well, thanks for sharing. So, do you have a favorite pillar?
Yeah, probably mind.
And you want to share why?
Well, because what goes on between your two ears pretty much affects your entire life. And if you have positive things happening in there, then you can, you don't even have to. It just automatically gets projected upon the rest of your life. If you have dark thoughts in your head, then that is projected on your life, and I think that's something that people can understand for themselves.
That's my favorite pillar too, and for the same reason, everything starts in the mind. The body responds to what the mind says. Our relationships are based on a healthy mind, and of course that affects society, and it also affects our financial situation when we think negatively, and that starts in the mind. Okay, our finances are definitely affected. Even if we have a job where we're paid, we have to perform, and we need our mind to perform. If we're unhappy at work, we're not performing as well, and that starts in the mind. And so it's all our mindset. It's how we look at things. So anybody else? And Ron, did you have to press *6 to get unmuted?
Well, I pressed *6 when the call first started, and then I just used my phone.
Okay, then yeah, I think everybody is unmuted. So this is my first time running the conference line, so I'm still getting used to it.
Well, it took Vance a long time.
Yeah.
this is really, well, I think maybe that's why we weren't hearing from people, because we weren't aware that they had to press *6.
So oh,
when
okay.
When we dial in, we are automatically muted.
Okay. As the host, I was not automatically muted.
No,
okay.
But
got
we,
it.
We otherwise are. And I was going to say about humans being more, I think I went maybe the first year that I, which is 27 years ago, that I went to it, and it gave me an awareness and an acceptance of people to meet them where they are. It quit trying to change them or just made me feel loved and able to share their love with others. So.
That's a beautiful thought. So a question that I would have is, have you looked back at your life to see how that's impacted your life from 27 years ago through the years?
Oh, yes. It makes me so much more positive thinking.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
And I mean, I have been to two others since then, but it's really well worth it.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for sharing that. That's a beautiful way of looking at things. And that's what the world is supposed to be, right? You know, Mahatma Gandhi said, and this is one of my favorite phrases. I have two. This is the first one that I love. Be the change you want to see in the world. And that's exactly what you did, Sherry. Thank you. Anybody else want to share? Well, I'll share one of my stories. I mentioned when the pandemic started, we did an online. And I was curious to see how Jeff was going to transfer the in-person to an online course. So I participated, and it was focused on chaos and order. Because we've been in chaos for the last 2.5 years. It's settled down somewhat now, but there's still a lot of uncertainty floating around. Not more than just about the pandemic, a lot of other things in life. And so we're still living in a lot of chaos. And about 3 hours into it, I started getting a vision that I applied to my life, and I realized I was living with a great deal of chaos in my life. And my fiance and I lived together, and he was creating a great deal of chaos, and I hadn't realized it. And before the workshop was over, I had already mapped out a plan of setting boundaries. And usually we aren't taught to set boundaries when we're young. And this is something we have to learn along the way. And I didn't realize, because of all the chaos, that my boundaries had been crossed. So I set boundaries. And it has really helped me in every aspect of my life for the last 2.5 years. And so that Humans Being More online was really impactful for me. Would anybody else like to share any experiences? If you haven't pressed *6, please go ahead. And we'd love to hear from you. Okay. Well, thank you, everybody.
This is Janice.
Go ahead, Janice.
Oh, hi. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, this is one of my favorite things is boundaries, and you know, I'm always saying out of chaos comes order, especially when you teach. The first 6 weeks is just chaotic, you know, getting used to a class and the class getting used to you and you know, starting to work together. But it's what keeps me going when it's so chaotic, because when it's so chaotic, it's unnerving to me. I like peace. I like joy. I mean, there's just lots of things that I like, you know, but what's helped me through the years is I've gotten into recovery. So I was married to an alcoholic, and I joined Al-Anon, and that's been part of my life for many years, and that's helped me considerably just to keep my peace of mind, because that's the only peace of mind that I have any control over. And so, you know, realizing that I only have one life that I really have to take care of, and that's mine, and I have a full-time job. Taking care of myself emotionally, mentally, physically, and spiritually has just been a full-time job. And but I value my serenity, so I go to any lengths to keep it. So that, you know, some of the stuff that I do to take care of me, and I just have a permission for it just to take care of me. I hope I'm a shiny star to some people, but taking care of me is my job.
That's an important lesson in life, I think, that, and we don't realize that, especially for women, but in another way for men, too, now that I think about it. Men are taught that, at least when we were growing up, it's their job to take care of the family, to earn the money, and take care of everybody that way. Women are taught to take care of everybody in another way. And along the way, we aren't taught to take care of ourselves. And the analogy that I love is, you know, if you've ever flown on an airplane, the first instruction they give you is, if there's an emergency and the oxygen mask comes down, who do you put it on first? You put it on yourself, because you can't help anybody else unless you help yourself first, right?
Right.
And so that's the same thing. And that could be how they came up with that concept. I don't know. But it's a good lesson in life, so that we are taking care of ourselves first. But you mentioned a word that I love, and I say this every morning, serenity. Okay?
Yeah.
Serenity starts in the mind.
The serenity prayer is actually the end of the grieving process. And I believe, based on my life, that we're grieving from cradle to grave. From cradle to grave, there is change plus loss. And so you have to learn how to grieve that. And, of course, I mean, I process again because I lost a grandson. Oh, not even a month ago now, 2 weeks ago, I guess. And, you know, we're all in a grieving process right now for that tragic loss. And so when I was busy with my grandchildren, I just, you know, held them tight and told them to not get caught in the evil one's shoulda, oughta, coulda. That they had all been the best brothers and sisters they could be to this young man. And it felt like it was the most important thing that I did at that funeral, was to, you know, share that with my grandchildren.
Well, first of all, condolences to you on your loss. Secondly, kudos to you for being the wise person that you are and taking action and supporting your grandchildren and teaching them the importance of the grieving and the appreciation. So that's beautiful. It kind of sums up what humans being more is all about, and you did that. That's a beautiful example.
Thank you.
Serenity. Oh, you're welcome. Serenity starts in the mind, and that's part of our balance. Okay. And the chaos that we've been under, it's pushed us into looking for the balance. And I always call it a balancing act, because things get out of balance on a regular basis, right? Doesn't make any difference what's going on. Yeah, yeah. Right now I have a tremendous amount of chaos in my house. I ordered some clothes. They're all over the place till I try them on and wash them first. I had a leak under the sink. Everything under the sink is now in the dining room, and some of the garbage can is sitting on the dining room table so I don't get ants. You know, so little things like that with transitions that I'm in the process of. Anytime you're in a transition, it throws you into chaos. And it bothers our serenity a lot. And so we have to work with ourselves. And those are the tools, I believe, that we get in Humans Being More. So, you know, I attended Humans Being More online last week. And Jeff always has the grid of where are you in the mind pillar? Where are you in the body pillar? What percentage are you between 0 and 100? And we rate ourselves, and it's such a wonderful opportunity for us to stop, assess, and reflect.
Right.
Where we are and where we want to go. And then we can take action. And that's what we do to make the adjustments in our lives, is we take the action, right?
Right.
Great. Well, thank you for sharing all of that with us. We really appreciate it.
Karen?
Yes.
I think the phrase that we're forgetting here is something that you and I and Shirley and Ron and our dear sister who just shared out of grief, is that a sick mind can't help a sick mind.
Right.
And it was a sick mind who taught us that phrase when we did I Can, and we still do it. And Humans Being More for all of us, what we get out of it, what our mind will get out of it, is what our mind puts into it. And I'm sitting here, and I've been walking around our house and trying to avoid Addie because you can mute and unmute, but when you have a 12-year-old, she doesn't understand muting. And I'm trying to get away from her and a bluebird who is extremely loud today. But I'm seeing the results of my first Humans Being More, which took place January 1st, 1994. And one of the exercises we did in the in-person class with our non-dominant hand was draw things, goals. But basically the way it was explained to us was, draw things in the five pillars of wellness that you will accomplish in your life. Not some wishful thinking, oh, I want to. Not as, my mind just slipped me. Not as what was shared that I woulda, shoulda, coulda from our sister in New Mexico. But things that you're going to see implemented in your life. And Ron hit on it, that the mind, you know, what we think about, you know, I can, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can. But one of the things I drew with my left hand, I'm right-handed, was a beautiful landscape of green, of fir trees, specifically Douglas fir trees. And while we were gone, while Stacy and I were gone yesterday celebrating 27 years of marriage, a friend came over who's an arborist, and he said, do you mind if I trim up some of your trees a little bit? And I'm going, you knock yourself out. He says, you want me to just improve your view? Because, you know, we've all heard that phrase that the view is at the top, you know, of any mountain. But my point is this, our view when I woke up this morning, knowing that I would get to sit and relax and you were going to do what I've been doing. And thank you, Ron, for throwing me under the bus there. Yeah, I'm still learning. how to drive a conference call line. I'm still learning how to push the buttons. I'm still learning. And I said that to my friend Tim yesterday when he was getting ready to climb up my trees, because he said, hey, what do you do? Could you come to this thing with me? And I said, that's on Saturday mornings, right? And he said, yeah, we meet every Saturday morning. I said, well, I'm kind of new at it, but I'm doing this thing called Saturday AM Live. I've been doing it for about 25 years now. And he looked at me and he just started laughing. I said, so I kind of have a prior commitment on Saturday morning. But the view, our view of what I started January 1st, 1994, I didn't own the property back then. We didn't buy the property until April 1st, 1997. But the journey started back in 1994. And I wanted to create this amazing landscape to be, as Nikan's new motto, to be at harmony with nature. And that's what Stacy and I have been able to create. We planted the trees. We got rid of the stuff that was diseased and dying and yucky. We decided to root that out. But now we get to maintain it. And it does take work. And you know, that's the beauty of what Janice kept saying. Those first 6 weeks of any school year, there was so much that she just shared. And Karen, thank you for pulling her story out. And yeah, there are going to be times when we grieve in our life. And there's also going to be times, like the Book of Lamentations tells us, there's a time to grieve. There's a time to rejoice. There's a time to celebrate. And Stacy and I are in this celebration mode of 27 years, because that's in our culture today. And we have people that have, in our Nikan family, that are celebrating 50 years and beyond. But we have to take humans being more seriously. We have to take our mind seriously, and that's what. So I hope that, I know I kind of went, as my dear friend Gary Okovinko says, Vance, you digressed about 15 subjects into one. But my point was, this journey for me today, looking at this amazing view, which was enhanced yesterday by a friend who wanted to do it. Now, I'm going to pay him to do it. You can't just get anybody to climb up trees and take the tops off of them. But that journey started January 1st, 1994, when I sketched out this that I'm looking at right now. And don't worry, those of you who've stepped out and shared, I'll make sure you get a picture. And I know, surely you don't text, so I'll email it to you. But I'll send you a picture of what I'm looking at, because it's absolutely gorgeous. And the porch is always open for anybody that ever finds themselves on the West Coast. If you want to enhance your mind and the five pillars, I'm standing in one of the two guest rooms that we have. Your room is ready. And it's a full Nikan wellness suite. Come stay with us. There's your invitation. Karen? Wingman, back to you.
Thank you, Vance. So after that wonderful story of humans being more, I like to encourage people, whenever you can, do the online. It's a very small commitment of time. A very low commitment financially. It's only $19. The in-person Humans Being More workshops are starting, and they're starting by request. So the request is, you just talk to Jeff Isom, and then they ask for a minimum of 30 people in attendance. Okay, so you have to get 30 people, a minimum. But if you want more Humans Being More, on Tuesdays, Jeff has Humans Being More, and he's teaching us how to speak okay, how to speak effectively with other people, with groups of people. And it's been kind of fun. It's been nerve-wracking at times, even for me. And but it's challenging. So, and that's what humans being more is. It's challenging. Also on Wednesday, Entrepreneurs Being More with Jeff, and Ben Woodward is on, and I really enjoy Ben. He has so much wisdom to share, and he loves sharing it. So both of them are at, well, I'm Central Time. It's 7 o'clock my time, so it's 5 o'clock Pacific Time. And if you're in a different time zone, you can do the math. If you can't do the math, ask Vance. another opportunity is Nikan Next, which is coming up not this Wednesday, but the Wednesday after, so it's about 10 days. And Luis, he always does Nikan Next, and he has studied personal development for a number, quite a while. And I don't remember the exact number of years, but he actually attends his own trainings yearly. And I would imagine it's several times a year. And then he shares that with us. And I can tell you, as a personal development facilitator for over 30 years, that what he's teaching is top-notch. I have spent many hours going to the workshops for the information that he's getting, and he brings it together beautifully for Nikan. So I encourage you to attend as many events as you want. They not only help you grow, they help you live comfortably on a day-to-day basis. And so I will stop my pitch for personal development now.
So have a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
To learn more about Nikan, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.